views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I have been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting some really cool people, visionaries and speakers, authors, magicians, energy movers, people that are making change in the world. And it is my pleasure to share this information with all of you. We also love to hear from you. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Phil Free. And Phil is first began his energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998 and has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, friends, clients, and he feels strongly that others can also benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. And I first met Phil about 6 years ago at a seminar in 2008, and we've been working together ever since. And, you know, it's a pleasure to have you on the radio show again, Phil. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. You know, you and I were, you know, today's kind of a special day because we're, it's the last day of 2014. And I thought that this would be a great way to, you know, end off this year and start new by clearing some energy. And you and I had talked earlier in the week about, you know, what we wanted to talk about today. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, we're always creating our reality. And because, you know, the older generations now are, you know, are basically the ones in charge, we're always defining our future for our children and for people that are coming up behind us here. And so we were talking about how we can all strengthen our connection with youth and, you know, listen to youth and create a better future for everyone. Did you want to share a little bit about your thoughts on that?
Sure. So, I mean, yes, I know sometimes we create generation gaps in our cultures, and it makes it hard to create in the present and the future. And, you know, we could just start from the point that we were all children at one point. So we should all be able to relate to that, whether we are children or adults at this point, because we've been children. And, you know, we could just take situations in our life where, you know, did our parents listen to us? You know, were they really tuned into what we were doing or to what we were creating or whatever? And were we tuned into them, you know? And so a lot of times I find, you know, that's, you know, we're not that connected, or that, you know, people are doing what they think is right, but not necessarily what is right. And sometimes it's just being a little bit just communicating more, starting there for one, about what the goals are and what kind of planet we'd like to see and live in. That'd be a good place to start for one.
Yeah. And that's, you know, like, for a lot of us, if we have children, I know you have four daughters. So like you're, you know, you, your, perspective of being a father and raising children on the planet, young children. You know, how, you know, give us your thoughts about that.
Okay, well, so I'm noting some of what I've talked about, of what I mentioned about the generation gap. So again, I mean, I can see that media is constantly pushing new things, like new fads out, you know, so what's cool constantly changes every few years. So it's like, you know, what your parents like, that's really ancient by the time your kids, you know, like, you know, are growing up and stuff. So for, you know, like
by the time they're four,
you know, so yeah, my 13-year-old, what happened 20 years ago to me is pretty clear in my memory still, but to her, that's like, you know, that's like before she was born, that could have, that might as well have been the prehistoric age, you know what I mean? And so things like that, you know, and then, so there's this generation thing where like the cool is constantly being redefined, and even sometimes it's so quick that even like an older sibling who's just a few years older than us, you know, that the stuff they liked is already, or the music they liked is already uncool by the time that, you know, I reached the same age as they did. So with my kids, I mean, yeah, I know that they go through different things, and certainly they get caught up in some of the, what the media says, you know, and says is cool and all these things. And, you know, maybe some of it is cool. Some of it might not be that cool. I'm not sure, you know, so, you know,
well, the thing
part of it is
though, that you're not that old. So, so that's, what's funny about it is that, you know, that there can be such a difference. And would you say that's because of all the information coming in?
Well, yeah. And I think there's also, a pressure, you know, for every young group to have their own identity. So they constantly want to separate themselves from, you know, the previous group or their older siblings or their parents, whoever it might be. And, which is a normal part of life in many ways. At the same time, it's like, how do we include everybody, especially like in a family of four? You said, came from a family of four, and I have a family of four kids. So, you know, well, so I came from four kids. Now I have four kids. So, I mean, to me, yeah, I mean, what my oldest brother wanted, what my younger brother wanted, that was, you know, very different. And I think the way they see the world today is very, very different one from the other. And I'm somewhat of a bridge sort of between the two, in the sense that I have a perspective I can relate to both of them, but I don't know that they can relate to each other as well, in a sense. So things like that come up. So how do we get everybody in the group? You know, how do we get all their input into the situation and the input of the younger, the older, because every year things are changing anyway. And as people come up with new problems and new solutions, you know, the world needs new things. And it's not necessarily, you know, the same problem as we thought we needed to fix 10 years ago.
Well, yeah. And the universe has a great sense of humor, because when you think about it, there you are, you have three brothers and, you know, no sisters. And then you end up with four daughters. So even if you knew something from growing up with all your brothers, you probably could erase most of it, because now these are young women that you're raising, right? So
it's good for perspective. It gives me the wide spectrum, you know. So that's good. You know, we could touch on that too. So there's, you know, there's things on girls and there's things on boys that is again, the media is going to push or touch on certain things or emphasize certain things, whether you're a boy or a girl, you know, and sell, especially, you know, market, you know, accordingly, if you'd like. And so I note that too. And I note that, the strategies, you know, although sometimes are, you know, are opposite, you know, in the way they turn out, with whether they're geared towards men or women or boys or girls. The strategies are very similar, I find, you know, they understand the psychology of men and women in the advertising and, you know, and just appeal to them to the best they can. So that also is just something to take note. So again, I mean, it's just, so as we look at the topic at hand, though, we're, you know, we want to just make a world that's pleasant for everybody, you know, for young people, for old people. You know, I've been to different countries, and I find that some countries like Japan, and I found that they had a lot of kid friendly things, a lot of play areas in supermarkets and in malls and things like that. So that, you know, they had rooms for breastfeeding all over the place, you know, so things like that where, you know, OK, so they acknowledge that side of life a little bit more. I grew up in San Francisco and it was pretty fun. But even by now, it's like I moved my kids out of San Francisco, because to anybody listening in San Francisco, but it wasn't as easy to raise the kids in San Francisco and as pleasant, you know, as it was for me growing up there. So, you know, so I feel like, you know, and maybe some efforts have been made in the last few years to make it more kid friendly, and it probably has. So, you know, it's things like that, you know, it's just that people notice and things, and, you know, I could say a lot about that city in particular because I grew up there and everything, but, you know, everywhere has its own sort of unique set of issues that we can look at, and everything, you know, we want to just make a good reality. A lot of times we get stuck in old patterns of thinking, you know, and oh, this is how way, and even the political systems and the voting systems and everything else. And it's like, you know, sometimes if it doesn't work anymore, we're still begrudging to change it, if you'd like. So
yeah, hanging on too tight to the old ways and not embracing the new.
Absolutely.
And this is like, you know, it's kind of human nature to be a little bit that way, is to kind of hang on to the old stories. And, you know, you'll hear that some people will say actually that, you know, the best time of my life was when I was in high school. And I thank God every day that, you know, I'm still not in high school. So that is never something you'll hear me say.
Top Gun. So, no, not Top Gun. What is it? No, that other movie I'm thinking of. Never mind.
And it's kind of funny, isn't it? How, you know, some people really like to hold on to the past, and others, you know, those old stories, though, that we hold on to, they limit us from being able to move forward in a more powerful way. And so, like, some of that information that we take in when we're, from high school can be very beneficial. And then you just add it to what you're doing, you know, now, rather than like being stuck in it, though. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today is Phil Free. It is the last day of 2014. And when we return, we're going to talk some more about how to step into 2015 with more power, and to, you know, strengthen all generations to work together to make shift happen. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back and make some shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday Inheritance Made in Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Phil Free. Phil, before we continue, can you just share your contact information with people in case they would like to connect with you?
Yeah, sure. They can send me an email at whatphil@hotmail.com. The word what, W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L at hotmail.com.
Awesome. And, you know, Phil and I are shifting energy today. We want to focus on, you know, moving into 2015 in a really strong way and kind of letting go of the old stories of old, you know, stories that are not benefiting people from 2014 and before. And I just wanted to mention to anyone who wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Phil and I are willing and ready and able here to work on your shifting energy for you. And Phil, before the break, you and I were just talking about, you know, the differences between the generations and how that's, you know, quite prevalent right now, like because of all the information coming in. And so, you know, how do you feel it would be beneficial for people, or what's the next step to take to for people to step into a place where the communication is stronger between the generations?
Well, like what I said earlier, sharing common goals. What are the common goals that are, you know, not just a generational thing, but a humanity thing? So, like, do we want a clean water and clean air and things like this on this planet?
I hope
for everybody?
So.
You know, so
that's place to start.
Right. I would think that there would be some things that we would want in common, even sort of worldwide. Maybe not 100%. Maybe a few lost souls out there don't really want these things. But, you know, I would think that close to 100% of the people would want, you know, this across the world, you know. So, you know, again, this is something that is good for the present and good for the future. So this would be like a good starting point. You know, just looking at the world as a whole, what are things that everybody would benefit from? And so having that conversation with our children or at our schools or whatever it is. You know, getting their input in, and then, you know, it's magical what kids can do and schools can do and things like that. So again, I mean, if parents were talking about these topics with their kids, and the kids were talking about these things at school, and perhaps some of the teachers would create projects oriented towards, you know, these things and learning about these things. And, not that they don't already, but you could do it even more. And, again, the world would change quickly, you know, when people are aware of what's the priority or the priorities. So that's how we do it. You know, we get in touch with what our priorities are and stop, you know, bickering over the things that are less important. And so, again, I mean, there's things that are important. You know, again, some of the feuds are generational. You take, like, you know, the baby who's born today in the United States and the baby today who's born in Afghanistan. It's like they don't have any beef with each other. They don't have any problem with each other. It's maybe their parents or their grandparents or whoever. But it's like they don't know that they're supposed to dislike each other, and they're not going to dislike each other unless they're raised to dislike each other, you know. So that kind of thing is like, you know, we kind of take for granted. We hold on to things so long, and we forget that the new generation – sorry, my dog here is not happy about something. I'll let you comment on that while my dog barks away here.
Okay. you know, the thing is that, you know, what you're saying about, you know, finding creative solutions. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody. Right now, what Phil and I are doing, a lot of people are very busy today. It's New Year's Eve and people are getting ready to go out and celebrate. And what we want to do is, if you're listening to this now or you're listening to this later, that we're shifting underlying energies, like, so that everybody can kind of be in a more powerful way. And when Phil, when you were talking about that, about, you know, Afghanistan and United States, you know, it also happens within our own within our own families. Like, if we can't have peace within our own families, then, you know, how can we expect to have peace, you know, outside of our families? Do you want to just talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Like, how we can energetically, you know, strengthen those connections between our family members.
Right. So, I mean, you know, we look at it from a couple of different points. It was on a very broad level. I mean, of course, what you're saying, I mean, if we don't learn how to resolve problems in our life and with the people around us, I mean, how are we going to expect to solve it, you know, with strangers, you know, when we're older and things like that. So, within a family, I think it's important not to get too caught up in roles. A lot of times, you know, like sometimes, you know, in my family, or maybe I've, you know, other families do this where they, you know, it's like they want to give roles to the kid. They want to define their kids like, oh, this is a smart one, or she's the whatever one, or he's the whatever one. And it's like those things are kind of limiting a lot. You know, it's good to note their strengths, but also not sort of keep them in that box. So, I mean, that's one way of not of keeping the families strong and even, is not necessarily putting people in boxes and labels and stuff like that. Also, it's important to solve feuds and stuff like that within families. I think some parents do a good job and some parents don't do such a good job of solving like internal squabbles, you know, between siblings and stuff like that. Some people just, you know, separate and never really explain anything, or some people don't do anything at all. Some people, you know, will explain the situation or help their kids get perspective on what's going on.
And, you know, when we're talking about that, what came up for me is just to mention that, you know, many of us do have karma with, you know, our significant others, with our parents, with our siblings, you know, like with our close family members, you know. And so we want to clear that energy. Like, you know, in some families, there'll be like a brother and a sister that just can't get along, or, you know, and it'll like an instant dislike. And, you know, we've all experienced that, where, you know, we bump into someone or we're introduced to someone and we're uncomfortable around that person for whatever reason. Do you want to just share your thoughts on that a bit?
Well, sure. I mean, again, without getting too specific, I mean, on a very basic level, what's happening is like the energies are their weakness to each other, you know, and that could be for a variety of reasons, you know, so when there's a weakness, you know, we just want to identify what the weakness is, you know, and then we can change that. We, as you and I know, as we practice our energy work and all that, we just change the weaknesses around. We delete them if you'd like, or neutralize them if you'd like. And we know that it could be things like maybe it's karma, maybe it's family issues, like family ancestry. The two families have history between the two. Sometimes it's country issues, cultural issues, things like that. It'd be a number of things. So, I mean, we could just, like, you know, in our work or our line of work, we'll test for these things and we'll change the energy where it feels weak. You know, so a brother and a sister who don't get along from the get-go and seem to always struggle to get along, you know, they could have been, it could have been a variety of things. You know, it could have been a situation where they were enemies, where they were, you know, opposing, you know, a part of opposing armies in the past, or things like that, you know, conditioned to fight each other, you know, despite logic, you know, and and they're bringing that into this reality. Some other spirit brings it into this reality, because again, we know the spirit never dies, you know. You know, even we know through Einstein's equations and stuff, energy never disappears and only changes form. So again, that part of that spirit side of us that occupies our body, it goes somewhere when our body dies. And I'm sorry about all the background noise, but yeah, it's, you know, so again, the body, you know, is mortal, but the spirit is not. So the spirit has experiences way beyond this lifetime. That's what some people struggle to understand, but just, I hope I spelled it out easy enough for most people to understand that, again, the spirit never disappears. Energy never disappears. Even the body decomposes, turns to other things, so it doesn't actually disappear. So, again, same can be said about the spirit. So spirit has multiple life, multiple experience. And so we clear these things that we notice with this. And it could be even future stuff. Sometimes, maybe the goals are not aligned with each other, and so they're already butting heads about that in the present because they can already sense that in the, that what they want is butting heads with each other. So they're sort of bickering about that too. So you can look at the future, you can look at the present, you can look at the parental dynamics. All those things come into play. A lot of times the kids will mimic the parental dynamics that they see. So if the parents fight a lot, the two siblings may fight a lot too. So again, there's a lot of things to look at. I would start, as a parent, I would look at myself first and the dynamic and the example I'm showing. And then I would, as an energy practitioner, I would also, test the things we just talked about and just solve the things that come up weak.
Yeah, for every person it's different. So, we want to strengthen that for everyone that listening in right now or listening later, that we could get in touch with those energetic weaknesses and just strengthen each individual to, move into a stronger place in their relationships. It's kind of like it sounds kind of funny, but not taking everything personal between people that you live closely with. A lot of times people assume that it's one thing and it's actually another that is bothering or that is creating a dynamic where people can't get along. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for the better. Today's a great day to do that. It is December 31st. I know everybody's busy out there. We can move into, really, it's just a date, but it's on the Gregorian calendar, but a lot of people place a lot of significance on New Year's Eve, and so we want to strengthen everybody moving in out of 2014 to be strong to moving into a much better reality in 2015. If you would like to have some energy individually cleared, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Guy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. You can feel free to call in if you would like, 1-800-930-2819. It's New Year's Eve day here, or New Year's Eve morning here in BC, and, you know, in some parts of the world, it's almost New Year's Day, or it is New Year's Day. So we just wanted to wish everybody, you know, that's already in those time that already have moved into those time zones, Happy New Year. And I'm actually having kind of like a radiothon day today. I am interviewing Phil Free right now on my radio show, and then I'm filling in for Dr. Pat 10 o'clock radio show with Mark Kettenbach. 2 hours from now, or an hour and a half from now, and then with Jake Ducey at 11 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio. So I felt like that was a really great way to start the new year, is hanging out with really strong energy practitioners and correcting the energy to move into a stronger place for the new year. And this is something that, you know, I really want to share with people, is that, you know, we have that, we are creating our reality 24/7. And, you know, as you listen to this, Phil and I are sort of identifying energetic weaknesses that are coming through. And we are, you know, shifting some of that energy for, you know, for everyone here. Phil, like, we just before the break, we were just talking about, you know, families and family dynamics. Did you have any last thoughts that you want to share with that, and what would you like to move on to?
Sure. Well, with families, you know, sometimes, you know, as you say, when things hit close to home, you know, it's like it's something that's usually a little bit challenging to deal with. So, I mean, so it's almost like we've accepted on some level that it's that, you know, the home stuff is a little bit more challenging because it's so close or so personal somehow. It can be at the same time. You know, if we understand the subtle dynamics and we have proper guidance, you know, and from our parents and society and et cetera, and, you know, then it can definitely, you know, be easier on everybody. So that's what I want to say about family. And then as far as other topics.
Okay, well, we do have a caller online here. We have sure. Marcus from Atlanta. So we're Marcus, are you on yet? Hello, Marcus.
Hello.
Hi, Marcus. How
doing,
Happy
Colette?
New Year almost in Atlanta. And what can Phil and I do for you today?
Well, I just want to shift some energy before I go into the new year. You know, I want to go in a little stronger than I did last year.
So when you get in touch with you know, how you feel about moving into the new year right now, if you were to put that on a scale, I always like to get a baseline so we have an idea of where people are at before we start shifting the energy. You know, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like really, really like not feeling it, and 0 being like, you know, pretty, you know, feeling pretty strong to like neutral to it. Whereabouts are you moving into the new year?
I would say maybe a 5.
Okay, so you're kind of halfway there. Phil, what are you? What would you like to share with Marcus?
Well, I'm just sensing. Do you want to say something specific about the new year that you're concerned about, or do you just want us to work on a general?
Well, I would say relationships, probably.
Relationships. Okay. Okay, so relationships. Okay, so we're going to start with the relationship with yourself. All right, so that's the foundation for all your external relationships. Is going to be your internal relationship. So when you have a strong internal relationship, it'll be easier, or you'll have a foundation anyway for having good external relationships. So right now, I'm strengthening your internal relationship with yourself. So again, I mean, part of it is, and you know, all of us can use a little bit of this. I do this on myself constantly. So again, it's just I strengthen, you know, myself, and in this case, you know, for honesty, self-honesty. It's a very powerful thing, and yet it's a very difficult thing to at times to you know, stay on top of. So I mean, we want to be honest with ourselves. We want to be honest with our feelings and our thoughts. All right. So not every thought is a good one. Not every feeling is one that we want to follow. So it's also learning how to filter those thoughts based on, you know, our past experience and also just our intuitive feeling of the situation. Do we feel strong about this or do we not feel strong about this? So we learn how to filter our thoughts, filter the sensations that we feel, you know, and ultimately make a strong positive or, you know, decision that will get you towards what you want or create what you want in your life. So in this case, you know, it starts with yourself. We strengthen your ability to listen to yourself. And then we all have these blind spots and we have these things that we do where we have mannerisms or sort of things that we do automatic responses, sort of things like defense mechanisms, things like that. So it's important to also note those. If we can start to identify those in ourselves. Oh, when do I always sort of shrug when somebody says something, or I always deny this when somebody asks me about this, or note our own defense mechanisms. As we change those things and strengthen, we realize we can change the relationship with ourselves. That's where it really changes. When you have a good, solid, strong relationship with yourself, when you can believe yourself, you'll know who to believe. It'll be easier to judge others, in a sense. Not judge them in a mean way, but just, you know, judge them on a character level, whether their character is strong or not.
More like comparing, right, Phil?
Exactly. More like a comparison, you know, not like a judgment that you hold, but more like a comparison, yes. You compare like, okay, well, can they – are they strong in what they're saying? Can, you know, when they say something, do they come through in what they say? Can they count on themselves first and foremost? And then can others count on them? So those are qualities that you want for yourself, probably. You know, can I count on myself? Can others count on me? So things like that. So I always, you know, look at, okay, well, be the person you're looking for. And we'll have the qualities. Don't be exactly. Obviously, if you're a man, you don't necessarily have to become a woman if you're looking for a woman. But, you know.
You well, know, actually, but that wouldn't work for me. So, yeah, that's good advice.
But you know what I mean? Just have the quality. So if you want somebody who's strong in what they say, if they know what they want, then you want to know what you want. If you want somebody who's direct, then you want to be able to be direct. You know, if you want somebody who's honest, you want to be honest. So start there, and then it doesn't end there, but start there. Then you want to be strong also just so it will strengthen you to getting what you deserve. So you'll deserve, you know, an honest person when you're an honest person, you know, and you shouldn't worry about, oh, do I deserve this or not? It just, it really starts with your own integrity. When you have that inside yourself and you're strong and you're solid in yourself and you have confidence in yourself, then you'll get what you deserve if you're strong to it. So that's what we're doing right now. We're strengthening you to being the person you want to be and then getting what you deserve.
Yeah. And that requires like strong boundaries and recognizing that when I say strong boundaries, I mean between your body and your soul and your spirit, so that you're not just focusing on one aspect of yourself or on false obligations that society puts forward and, you know, kind of judging yourself. I was picking up a weakness for you. You know, I just wanted to ask you, what age are you?
43.
Okay. Yeah. 'Cause I'm just picking up a weakness around you feeling that, do you feel that you've accomplished what you thought you would have accomplished by the time you're 43?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. See this, and then this is coming up as a weakness for you, is feeling that, you know, you thought you would have done so much more by this point. And so we just want to strengthen you to allowing yourself to be in a place where you could move forward very quickly. You know, the vast majority of people only use maybe 4% of their infinite potential. And so, you know, you want to get strong to using as much of that potential as possible, but we want to strengthen you. Like, you know, it only requires about another 2 or 3% to be really, really, you know, great at doing what you're doing when most people are only using 4. If you're using like 6 or 7%, you're going to notice a difference here. So we're just going to strengthen that for you. I just wanted to ask you, what number are you? Are you at the same? Are you still at a 5, or are you feeling a little bit stronger towards your future?
I'm feeling a little bit stronger. I would say maybe like a 7 or 8.
Okay, so moving up the scale that way. So what we're going to do is, if you can hang on, we will, Phil and I will work on you through the next break here, and we will just touch base with you when we come back just to see where you're going, because there's a few other underlying energetic weaknesses that we can touch on, and we'll work on that while we're on the break. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. I'm here with Phil Free, and we are working on moving into a strong way into starting 2015 in a really strong, powerful way. And at this time, we have Marcus from Atlanta on the line. We'll be right back to touch base with him again and make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Phil Free. And just before the break, we were working with Marcus from Atlanta, and he called in and is wanting to move into 2015 in a stronger, like, I'm getting a stronger version of yourself, Marcus. And so we want to, Phil and I were working on a few things during the break here, and one of the things that came up is that your physical environment when you wake up first thing in the morning, and this is important for all people listening, is that, you know, how you start your daily routine off, you want to start your daily routine off strong. And sometimes if our physical environment is cluttered or it's not how we want to see it, what happens is we have a tendency to get weakened by our physical environment. I just wanted to touch base with you, Marcus, and just see where you're at now.
Well, yeah, things feel a lot better, Colette.
Good. Phil, you had some things that you wanted to tell Marcus, so go for it.
Well, just to be clear, you wanted me to tell him. I'm indifferent. So strengthening, we do some, a lot of general stuff. Okay. So one of it is just balancing the male and female. So we all have a male and female side, or, you know, or sometimes we left and right brain or whatever, you know, or, you know, things like that. So we want that to be in balance. All right. We want there to be balance, and we talk about relationships, you know, that's something you wanted. And so, I pointed you internally. So I'll be a little bit more specific here, just in the sense that we do have a male and female side. So again, when we have the balance and the harmony internally of the male and female within us, then it's much easier, let's put it that way, to find it externally. So in a sense, that's what I was strengthening for you, your internal male and female, that they are in balance and that they are both, that they're both equal, you know?
Yeah. And so, cause there's just, it just felt like your, you know, and judgment is coming up with you also. And so we just want to strengthen that for you and for everyone else, you know, a lot of what people talk about normally for New Year's Eve resolutions, people make New Year's Eve resolutions on the new, for the new year. And quite often those resolutions fail to take place, like, and then it gets more discouraging. So we want to strengthen everybody to move forward into their most powerful way, which is letting go of the old story of who you are and moving into this more powerful version, and being able to see, like in the big picture, like in the far future, being able to see yourself where you want to go. So it's helpful to write goals down and to be specific, you know, about where you want to go and give it a time frame, because a lot of times people don't define that for themselves. And so we just strengthen everybody, and you in particular, Marcus, to really set goals for yourself that are, you know, not necessarily like, you know, the false obligations of society around career and things like that, but more about how you want to carry yourself as a man on this planet in 2015. And so that's what I was getting in touch with. And so I just want to check in with you. How are you? Where are you at now?
Oh, I'm about a zero. Things are much better.
Yeah, because it feels like it's going to. So we just strengthen that for you, and thank you for calling in, and for everyone else. We're just going to strengthen that, you know, consistent steps of actions towards your goals and being kind of clear on what those goals are so that you can have a better year and that you can see yourself and feel yourself, not so much even just seeing yourself, but feeling yourself operating as, you know, a stronger version of yourself. And so we just strengthen that for everyone. Phil, what are you, you know, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think you summed it up pretty good. So I think we should just move on to the next topic.
Okay, cool. So what are you perceiving to be the leading weakness right now for anyone listening in, moving into the new year? What are you perceiving as the leading weakness at this point?
Okay, so how I'm trying to find a way to verbalize it.
More in like I'm talking for a general way for most of the people on the planet right now.
Right. Yeah, it's difficult to say. I mean, I sense something. It's like, okay, well, all right. So it's like sort of this belief system that some of our belief systems is actually kind of coming up as a weakness, right? There's a lot of things we like to believe without really knowing, you know. For example, we like to say a lot of things can't be done. I find that, like, for example, like world records is a great it's a great example of, you know, that not being true, you know, that about certain things that people thought can't be done. And then all of a sudden you have, all, you know, books of, you know, records of people that have, you know.
That makes me laugh because I was just, before I got on with you, I was just on Facebook and I was watching a woman set a world record for running in high heels.
There you go. So you say people are constantly challenging, you know, the status quo. You see what I mean? What couldn't be done, you know? Oh, you can't run in heels? Well, she's proving wrong, you know?
It made me laugh because the stilettos in the race had to be a certain height, right? And so, you know, we all have different goals. And, like, so we don't want to be, like, judging anyone's goals in any way, shape, or form. Having said that, we want to strengthen that, you know, people choose to do what makes them feel strong in the heart is what's coming up for me.
Right.
Like following your heart somewhat, following your heart path rather than always doing what you feel like you should do or what people expect of you. Those limiting beliefs you were talking about that are weakening the general population, you know, general belief systems, let's just strengthen everybody that, you know, that you could have a totally different perspective of the world and your place in it, like looking at things from the opposite point of view to kind of get a more, as an observer rather than as a participant sometimes is I find that can be very beneficial. With you, Phil, like, what would you give like to, as a pointer for people just to sort of, you know, moving into this new year, What is like something, a step that they could take that would really benefit them right now at this time?
All right. Well, I would say some of what I said to Marcus, anybody can apply those things. So anybody, if we, you know, improve ourselves, if we improve our environment, then that's a big step. You know, we don't all have to make these huge global changes. It's like if everybody did their part, the world would change. So there's a lot of things we can do. And we start with ourselves, I would say, you know, is our life, is our energy the way we want it to be, you know, is our household the way we want it to be, you know, or whatever. And just start with the simple things and the things that are most immediate in our lives. And address those first and foremost. And then, you know, as we get those solid, you know, we can extend ourselves more and more, you know, but I don't think it's really smart to extend ourselves too much when we're not strong to what we're doing or to our own lives.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing is that a lot of people are spending a lot of time in, instead of investing time in themselves, a lot of times they're, doing what they feel they're supposed to do or what they should do, rather than really, you know, allowing themselves to go deep, go inside of themselves, find answers for themselves about, you know, their true nature, where they want to take themselves. And, you know, this is something, for all of us, I feel that it's important to, you know, look inward for that and not just assume that, you know, maybe you necessarily want to be a person. Not everybody is going to be a lawyer or a doctor or a professional, you know, and not judging the results of that by, you know, society standards so much, but more like going inward and feeling what it is that you want to bring into the world and what is important for you at this time. And so that's,
sure.
Yeah, that feels like really something that if each and every one of us does that, and like you said, you know, we take the basics of, you know, just even wanting clean air and clean water. Let's strengthen that for everyone on this planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're running out of time here, Phil.
Right.
So, you know, just give me some your last thoughts on this. And
okay. Well, I'd like to end the way I end a lot. It's just you touched a couple times on creating our reality. And I want to take the mysticism out of it real quick. Again, everything we see around us that's made by a human was a thought before it was a reality. So, again, our thoughts are very important. If we want to shape our future, imagine it, dream it. consciously with purpose and think about your kids and the future generations, you know, and as we do that, we will create, it's just a matter of time before we create that reality. The more of us do it, the faster it'll be.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on The Truth Is Funny, Phil. It's been a pleasure to have you on. And I just wanted to say to all the listeners, Happy New Year. And also in 1 hour from now, I will be hosting Dr. Pat's show on Transformation Talk Radio with Mark Kettenbach from Germany. And then at 11 o'clock, I will be hosting for Dr. Pat again. And that will be with Jake Ducey. And so it's a really happy way for me to start my new year is to connect with, you know, all of you awesome energy practitioners and share that information with others. So we'll see you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now. Thank you, Phil, and thank you, Marcus, for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. But bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Made in Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include Open Space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.